1 week today, mark that on your calendar, 1 week today. It is the 5th annual High Notes Gala for Mental Health. It's taking place at the Richmond Hill Center for the Performing Arts. There's lots to tell you about, but instead of Ben and I sharing the details, we can proudly welcome in studio television icon, I'm so excited, he's to my left, Lloyd Robertson!
Welcome, welcome.
Good to see you.
Thank you,
thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time. So why don't we start just before we get to this year's gala, Lloyd, can you just tell us what made you decide to first get involved with
this? Well, it all originated from the book I'd written in 2012 called That's the Kind of Life It's Been, after my sign-off line of That's the Kind of Day It's Been, which I'd been using for about 25, 30 years. And I decided at the beginning that if you're going to write a good autobiography, you've got to be revealing about yourself. And my friend Craig Oliver, who had written his book the year before, said you've got to talk about your mother and your problems growing up in a home that was struck by mental illness. And my mother was totally disengaged when I was growing up because she could not really function because of her, what she would describe as demons. And she called them that herself in her moments of lucidity. She did have a few of those. But she was struck by OCD all sorts of other difficulties, including heavy
bipolar
paranoia, everything. So she wasn't around when I was growing up much of the time. And I also learned something else during that dark period, that you couldn't talk about anything in those days. I mean, we're talking late 40s, early 50s. So I started writing about that in the book, and what happened, here I'd been writing thinking, you know, I'd be talking about the events of the times, all that. When I went out and did these kinds of interviews, inevitably, the first or second question was about, what was it like growing up in a home that was struck by mental illness and in the kind of atmosphere you had to grow up in? So that was how it began.
Yeah.
And you've been incredibly open about your personal story and your experiences with mental illnesses. The High Notes Gala, by the way, which goes in at the Richmond Hill Center on Thursday, February 1st. Also, another one that sticks out, incredible courage to talk about his own struggles, is a guy who's sort of on the bill with you, Michael Landsberg, also Lou Bagoy. But Michael Landsberg really sticks out. I mean, this guy has been brutally honest about his personal struggles with depression. So I think it's inspiring. And when other people start to talk about it, you go, you know what? When I hear Lloyd talk about it, you know, I never really talked about it, but my father, you know, he was diagnosed with this, and it was just a torment through my high school years. So I think a lot of people are obviously touched by mental illness, but again, not talking about it has been a huge challenge for a lot of people. And even when you say, well, mental illness, and even I would say at this point, we're all comfortable saying, oh, depression, you struggle with depression. But there's so many other elements, or schizophrenia, or much more serious forms of mental illness that people still, if it's in their family, they won't talk about it, they don't get to share. So even now, I feel like it's the tip of the iceberg. So at your event, you guys probably endeavor to put the spotlight on more of this. Also, we should say in studio is Ingrid Tahiri. She's an event organizer. Tell us a little bit about what you guys are endeavoring to do.
Well, we are really trying to give hope to those people who've been touched by mental illness. And we figure that music is very powerful in drawing attention to a cause that people are not very comfortable with. Mm-hmm. So we might be preaching to the people that really need to hear it, that are in denial, by having music and celebrities there speaking and sharing their stories. And then the hope is by them sharing their stories that other people will be more comfortable sharing their stories as well.
Take us, Lloyd, take us to the evening, and Ingrid as well. Mm-hmm. What can we expect that night? There's a star-studded lineup, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I like to say that it's inspired by both the TED Talks and the Grammys. So there will be talk, music, laughter, because Lou Bagoy, that we know, she's a comedian and she'll bring it all together. Mm-hmm. And we all do have a mental health story, so we'll hear some very positive stories of people who've been able to move forward despite being touched by it.
And I have to say that I don't sing or dance very well, but I do talk. I made my living, I guess, well enough, because I'm still here over the last several decades doing radio and television. So I'll be talking, but not for long. 10 minutes.
I feel like we could raise enough money. Eva, if we could get enough money raised, like $100,000, we could get you to sing, you know, Hello Dolly or something like that. We could probably, you know, put him up against charity. He might be forced to do something like that.
So, Lloyd, tell me, the money raised that I'm sure people can make donations, where is this money going?
Well, Ingrid will have to answer that, because remember, she has the details on all those kinds of things.
Well, it's a good question, and a lot of people are asking us that. And I like to say that it's really not about fundraising, it's about image raising. So everybody involved is volunteering their time. So the money is going to invite people to come to this event that may not be able to go to a regular fundraising event that costs $200 a person. So we have people coming.
No big dinner.
There's no big dinner.
No.
But if you really want to rub shoulders for some of those celebrities, including Lloyd Robertson and Michael Landsberg and Orlando Da Silva and Giles Tompkins and so on, you can purchase a little bit more expensive ticket and then you'll get dessert as well.
Ingrid, I love this saying. And Lloyd, there's a saying here that I'm reading. Using the power of words and music to help those touched by mental illness move forward.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important to bring this to light, that the more we talk about this, the more we acknowledge it and accept it, the more we can move forward and heal, correct?
Correct.
Well, I can certainly speak with a high degree of experience based on the opening up of the whole subject of mental illness from the 50s to now.
Yes.
I mean, it is incredible what has happened. Because when I was growing up, I couldn't bring my friends to my house because my mother, when she was there, when she was not institutionalized, you never know what she was going to do. So I couldn't go, I couldn't bring them to my house. I would go to their places, but eventually I stopped going because I couldn't invite them back and I couldn't tell them what my mother had. If she had cancer or a heart problem or a stroke or that kind of thing, we could have talked about it, but I couldn't talk about it. I mean, it's really hard to believe this now, but you could not do it.
No.
Because if you did, you would be stained. They'd say, oh, there's something seriously wrong with you then. Mm-hmm. If your family has that kind of problem.
And that's really what we're trying to do. We're trying to make people show the same compassion and respect for people with mental illness as they do with people for physical illnesses. So it's about togetherness and community.
I know you were saying it's the most common question you get, the impact of your mother's mental illness on you. I mean, we're all adults in this room, but you definitely seem more adult. Did you have to grow up faster? Not older. I just mean more mature.
I think I hold that record here, too.
You end up
by
being,
several years.
You end up being Canada's authoritative voice. There must have been some sense as a child that you had to take on more responsibility, whether it was covering up from your friends that you were struggling with this at home or helping your mother in some way. Do you feel, looking back, that it sort of forced you to adulthood early? What was the impact?
Well, the big thing really, Ben, was that I think it really sparked my interest in radio and broadcasting. Because what happened when I was going into my friends' places, and they were hoping, I guess, that I would invite them back to my place, I stopped going there because I realized that I couldn't do it. So I spent a lot of time listening to the radio, and I got interested in broadcasting through that. Now, my mother, if she had been alive today, it would be a whole different picture for her because she'd be on medication and I think would have been able to lead a fruitful and successful life because she was a bright enough woman. She was smart. She had a lot of opinions about things when she was lucid, but she was taken over by the demons that possessed her to the end of her life. And in the book I write, I end off with an afterword, it's called, in the paperback edition, talking about her and how she would have lived today compared to then. I mean, it really was the dark ages right up until the 60s, 70s, and only then beginning to come out of it.
Yeah.
Because this was the last great form of discrimination when you think about it. Because these people were experimented upon. All sorts of things could happen to them. Nobody cared about them. Nobody cared. They were locked away in attics. They were locked away in basements. And it wasn't until the last, really, 20 years
and even if
that
you're
we have begun to talk about this.
Even if you're a smart 10-year-old now, you can Google these symptoms. You know, what is going on with mom? She's snappy or there's OCD.
Sure,
you can get these answers.
That's
your
right.
Access to a psychiatrist would be zero back then.
Oh, well, yes, and they didn't know what to do. I mean, in my mother's case, they performed a prefrontal lobotomy eventually. But they had no answers to her problem.
Because we were afraid. We didn't know how to fix this problem. There is reason to smile today, though, isn't there, Ingrid? We've come such a long way. We're facing this. We're fixing it. Because back then, the reason why it was whispered, mental illness, because we didn't know how to fix the problem.
I think it's the fear of the unknown, too. You knew so little about it, but we know a lot more about it these days. It's still a long way to go.
Okay.
But I have noticed in the 5 years that we are doing this that every year we have a few more people coming and it's a little less of a threat to them. They like and they share the stories. We all have a story.
And this will be the fifth annual High Notes Gala for Mental Health with Luba Goy Lloyd Robertson, who's in studio, also mm-hmm. Michael Landsberg, mm-hmm. and a few other musical talents. Mm-hmm. You guys are raising money to raise awareness and help those in need.
And it's at the Richmond Hill Center for the Performing Arts. Tickets, if you want more information, please log on to rhcenter.ca. And there's a phone number here as well. 905-787-8811, 905-787-8811, rhcenter.ca. It is a pleasure to have you both in studio. Thank you for your time, and best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, back to the music. Here's Marvin Gaye, You're All I Need to Get By.